Hi, I'm Damien Edwards. I'm a program manager on the ASP.NET team. In this video, I'm going to give you an overview of one of my favorite new features in ASP.NET 5 for Razor, tag helpers. We're going to start out with a quick overview of what tag helpers are and what problems they set out to solve. Then we'll take a look at how you actually use a tag helper in your ASP.NET MVC project. And next, we'll see just how easy it is to author your own tag helpers and use those in your projects as well. Finally, I'll share a few resources that you can look at to get some more information. So, what are tag helpers? Well, tag helpers allow server-side code to participate in the rendering of your HTML elements in your Razor files. In this way, they're similar to HTML helper methods that you might be using today in Razor and MVC. The difference is that tag helpers attach to HTML elements in your Razor views rather than being invoked as methods interspersed with the HTML in your files. Tag helpers can target HTML they affect the rendering of, either by the name of the element or by the presence of given attributes. They help to reduce those explicit transitions between HTML and C# in your Razor files, while also taking advantage of some of the composition and tooling benefits that go with authoring HTML in Visual Studio, such as rich colorization, navigation, and the thing we all love, statement completion. So how do we go about using tag helpers? Well, ASP.NET MVC 6 includes a standard set of tag helpers right in the box for common tasks like creating forms, links, and loading CSS and JavaScript in your views. Firstly, you'll need to import the desired tag helpers into your Razor views using the new add tag helper directive. In this case, we're instructing Razor to import all tag helpers from the MVC assembly. You can optionally specify a prefix that must be present on an HTML element name for them to be considered for tag helper processing. In this case, I'm using the plus sign. Then you just use them like HTML elements. Here, we're using the anchor tag helper in MVC to create a link to a controller action. Let's take a closer look at how to use tag helpers. In this case, my project has a sample model here called product. It looks like any model you would have in an MVC project. It's annotated with some data annotations. First of all, let's have a look at what this looks like with HTML helper methods. This is what you would do in MVC today. This is a very simple create form. And you can see this interspersion of C# code and HTML as the document transitions from one to the other. And this works quite well, but there are some inherent issues with doing this. And here's a very good example right here. We can see when we're trying to call HTML helper methods that return blocks of HTML, we sometimes want to affect that HTML as it's being rendered. Most commonly, you'll see you want to set the class so that you can attach to a CSS style sheet that you have. And you're really working against the language, really, when you're doing this. Passing in an anonymous object with a property called class isn't really what C# was designed to do. You can see I even have to escape the word class because it's a reserved word in C#. I also don't get any of the benefits that the tooling provide. If I go into class down here in an HTML element, you'll note that I actually get statement completion and help for completing the CSS class based on the CSS style sheets I have right now. Well, obviously, I don't get that information in here because I'm inside C#. I'm not inside HTML. So what does this look like with tag helpers? Well, it looks a lot like HTML. All of those transitions have really gone away. We only have a very small number of blocks now that are marked as C#. You can see them based on this background color. And note that they still are C#. Here, when I hover over this, VS is giving me the C# IntelliSense tooltip here because this region is still C#. It's just that the C# is directly inside this attribute here of this element. You'll also note that some of the elements are bolded and a different color. That's the default setup, and that indicates that those are being marked as tag helpers. I am using tag helpers here. The ones in the box, as I mentioned, allow you to build forms. So we have a tag helper for label and a tag helper for input and custom tag helper for generating a validation summary. And they're quite easy to see because we've gone ahead and prefixed all of those with ASP-dash in the box, so they're easy for you to see. The example of class that I showed before, see here, this is just HTML. So when I go ahead and invoke IntelliSense here, I get that statement completion for class that I wasn't getting for the HTML helper before. Okay, so now we know how to use tag helpers. How do we go about creating our own? Well, there are three logical types of tag helpers you can think about creating for yourself. You can create tag helpers that target existing HTML elements and you can modify their output, like the input tag. You could define new elements and produce custom output from those, such as environment or cache. Or you can define new elements that have no output, but really offer new constructs for building views. Tag helpers are just classes that implement the iTagHelper interface. And that interface is really simple. It has just one method, process. There's no complicated life cycle or anything else to worry about. Just a context object that's passed in and an output object that you use to build the output that gets sent down to the browser. Let's take a look at building a simple tag helper. So let's have a look at what it takes to build our own tag helpers and use those in our applications. Here's one that I built ahead of time. It's just a class. It has to implement iTagHelper, and we have a base class that you can derive from, as you can see here, called TagHelper, that you can do instead of using the interface directly. Every property that I add on to this class will be mapped to attributes on the element when this gets processed as a tag helper. And you can change the name of that attribute by way of this HTML attribute name attribute up here. In this case, my repeat property is going to have its value picked up from the repeat content HTML attribute. Also note, it's typed. It doesn't have to be a string. I can put any type in here because one of the great things about Razor is that easy transition between HTML and, you know, proper C# behind the scenes with true typing. Then there's that one method that I talked about having to override. It's just process. In this case, I'm doing process async because I'm going to call an async method. I've got a very simple check here. If the value is less than or equal zero, I'm just going to return. Otherwise, I'm just going to loop through and call a method that gets me the content of this element n number of times based on how many times repeat has been set to. So how do I use that? Let's go over to a page here. I'm going to do that on this UL here. So hit space, and I'm going to type REP. And you can see right here that the repeat content property has shown up as an attribute in IntelliSense. So I can hit tab. Note that it went purple and bold as soon as I added that attribute. Now, the reason for that is very simple. If I go back to my tag helper here, you'll note that this target element attribute at the top is saying, this tag helper only applies if the repeat content attribute is present. So if we go back to the HTML, this wasn't considered a tag helper in source until this attribute existed. If I delete the word content, note that it goes back to just looking like standard HTML. If I add content back, it's purple and bold, indicating that it is a tag helper. If I hover over that too again, you can see I'm getting the C# IntelliSense because, as I said before, this is C# here. We're not converting the string 2 into a number at runtime. This is really the C# being passed right in here, as if you'd typed at and then put in some variable value. So if I go over to the web page now and hit F5, you can see that over here in this section, I have indeed repeated those list items twice. If I go back and change this to 4, and we do that again, now I have that repeating 4 times. So that's how easy it is to build your own tag helpers. So that was a quick introduction to tag helpers. To learn more about tag helpers, you can hit the ASP.NET documentation site at docs.asp.net, and you can look at the source for the tag helpers that we include in MVC, or log issues on those if you have them, on our GitHub repositories for Razor and MVC at these addresses here. Thanks for watching.